We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With the MLB playoffs beginning in just a few days, you're going to want to watch MLB Network. They have got it covered better than anybody. And when you watch MLB tonight, you'll be able to see this guy. Had a very good career. Spent some time with the New York Mets. Taught David Wright everything he knew. And that, of course, is Cliff Floyd. Cliff, Joe, and Evan, how you been?
Cliff, how are you?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on? All right, let's talk. Give me your recollection, because as you heard Evan say, you taught David Wright everything you knew. He knew, pretty much. Your thoughts on David Wright as he gets ready for his final game tomorrow night?
I think more bittersweet, man. I think, when you think about a career, especially a guy like D. Wright, I think it's more of, it's unfortunate he's not going out the way he wants to go out. I think this is amazing what the Mets are doing. I think this is amazing what he's trying to do. But I think when you look back on his career, do yourself a favor to all his fans. Just look back at how great this dude was when he came into the game. And, he was on that highway to Cooperstown before the unfortunate injuries. And those are things you just can never foresee. You never know, how your career is going to end up because, things happen through the course of it. You just, you play, obviously you prepare yourself, and then, you get to a point where you're physically unable to play and it's terrible. I mean, watching his presser and seeing how, he had to, fight through that, because he's uncomfortable in that situation. He's very comfortable on the field. He knew exactly what he wanted to do when he came into the league. I didn't teach him much. Trust me. I really didn't. As far as, keeping him out of harm's way, making sure he had time for himself when he came to the park every day to stay away from the media when he needed to, mess with him. We laughed more than anything. I think that was the biggest thing. We laughed every single day. And I think that was something that, it sort of kept him away from, everything with the big city and so on and so forth. So, I'm going to be there. I have to see this. But I just think that, when you look back at my man's career, nothing to hang his head over. It's unfortunate injuries happen. But, it's what's next. I'm looking forward to seeing what's next for him. I think he's going to do some great things. I don't know if it's going to be front office, on the field, whatever, on TV. He's going to do something special.
It's funny. Every time the Mets have called up a prospect, you dream as a fan that this is the guy that's going to be on the team for 15 years. He's going to have every record in the book. He's going to be the next great Met, or maybe the first great Met as far as a position player that spends his whole career with one team. And when David was called up in 04, I was excited as a fan because I saw his numbers in the minor leagues, but I expected it to probably end the way it always ends, with it not being as good as we hope. Could you tell early on when he was called up and he made his major league debut over the summer that this guy was special? Could you tell early on about him?
You could tell by everything he did. It was above average. And what I mean by that is people say, like, immediately bona fide superstar. I won't say bona fide superstar. I want to say the new age, player. When you look back at when he came into the league, as you just mentioned before, when you look back, now everything that he was back then is in our game today, analytical-wise. So, if you look at the defense, he knew his weaknesses. He worked on it, but he perfected his strength. And I think when you look back at his defense and you look back at his batting practice and all these things, my man knew exactly what he wanted to do every single day he came to the ballpark. His game plan was etched in stone. He was going right center. He was doing things that made sure that he stayed true. He was always on deck, scouting the pitcher, as he was warming up before he hit. All these things he did every single day. This was early on in his career, so when you ask, did I see? I saw longevity, and with longevity, to me, on the field consistently, those guys who are above average and really good players that can take their games to the next level end up going to Cooperstown, I believe. So I just look at him and everything that he brought to the table as far as his work ethic and all those things that you can't teach. I saw a stud. I saw a guy that was going to not only do things great on the field, but be the face of the franchise in the community. Fans love him. Good-looking dude. He couldn't dress worth the crap, but I thought that would change when he got rich, and it did.
And it did. Well, that's good.
You know, one thing it's unfortunate, and you were on that 06 team, and it's unfortunate that season didn't end up the way we all wanted it to end up. But I was so happy, Cliff, that David was able to be part of, and really a big part of, the run to the World Series in 2015. I thought that I was so happy he got that opportunity.
Yeah, he needs that. That's all he talked about. Obviously, big stage. Everybody looks at him. He's wearing a C on the chest. You know, he felt the responsibility, and he held himself accountable always. And I think that's one of the reasons you saw, the frustration and all the injuries you saw, because he believes in plan. He don't, you can talk all day, and that's something we talked about early on in our careers. You know, because I got hurt. I was a top prospect. I got hurt all the time, and it was very hard for me to say that I'm going to do this, while I wasn't on the field. And right, all I told him was, make sure you do what you need to do to stay on the field consistently. And that was all, that was some of the things I just sort of relate to him, because those things I live. But, I think the biggest thing for him was winning championships, accountability, and making sure he got the best out of his teammates. And that's how he played the game. So, everything that's happened, everything that you witnessed with him as far as, the World Series and how he hasn't been on the field, I mean, he wears it. Losing, he wears everything, and he welcomes it. He welcomes the fact that, let me take the heat off my boys, and I come to me. And I love that about him.
We're talking to Cliff Floyd. You can watch him on MLB Network throughout the postseason. Another New York story I'm curious your opinion on. What were your thoughts about CeCe and the way he handled things yesterday as he steps up for his teammate, drills a guy, gets ejected, walks off the mound, and screams at the Ray dugout, "That's for you." Inappropriate word insert.
Man, look, let me tell you something. That took some you-know-what, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Are you talking about a half a mil? And I don't care how much money you got. I know you made 245 million people, but $500,000. And I bet mama called him like, "Boy, what you doing after the game?" Right? But I think at the end of the day, I love what he said. He don't base nothing he do on money. And this was bigger than money. This was like, yo, you throw a ball at my man's head, and I'm going to retaliate. This is what I do. I don't know if the Yankees are going to honor it or whatever to win it. I don't know. But whatever case may be, he better be at the top of everybody's list as far as, as far as hats off and love and all those things, because that's what it's all about, man. When we walk into that clubhouse, I got your back. And no matter what happens, I got you. And he showed that yesterday. I tell you that. And at the end of the day, it don't matter if it's Stanton or Romine. You're all boys. This is a boys' club. We family. It's a family away from family. So, man, I was pumped up. I was running around. I was at the network yesterday. We was running around like crazy. I was like, man, half a mil for that? Okay. Mad love for CC on that one.
Talking to our good buddy Cliff Floyd. Cliff, Yankees going into the one-game playoff, your thoughts. How do you see it, and how do you see the AL playoff playing out?
Man, you know what? I think everybody has issues this time of year. I think the biggest question for Boone is who starts the game.
Right.
Now, it's set up, obviously, for Hap, right, with how it's situated right now.
Would you go with Hap?
Yeah. It's not what I – it's not about what I'm not. It's more of – hot hand. Obviously, scouting Hap and watching this year, because I called some Blue Jays games up there in TO, and watch him. He's a 90% fastball pitcher, right? And he has that late life, and when he's good, he's good. You see, I'm beating around the bush here. I don't know. I really don't know what you know, who and what, you know, you can get. All I know is this. Whoever you're asking to start that game, it's 3-4 innings, right? So if you give it to CC, it's 3 innings. I think CC can give you 3 good, solid innings. You know, so, you know, Happer, as far as scouting him, you know what you're going to get. And if the fastball is not where it needs to be, you might be in trouble against a team like the A's. You know, the one bonus is, you know, you play well. They took care of business in Tampa, which I thought was going to be a tough series for them. They took care of business. They need to host that game. And, as far as giving the ball to Happer or CeCe, I trust both. I might at this point trust CeCe a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm on Team Tanaka, man. Yeah, that's the guy
Tanaka
I trust
too,
the most.
To be honest with you, Cliff.
You know what? With Tanaka, I mean, I just wonder, I look at the last starts. I look at a lot of things. I wouldn't go against Tanaka. I just say your bullpen is really deep. So that's a luxury you have. My point is I'm not really stressing on who gets that ball.
Right, because you're going to go to the pen early.
Right.
You
yeah,
say.
Right.
I'm getting
right.
up. Yeah, everybody's down the pen. No jackets on, right? Everybody's standing up loose.
Right.
So you get into trouble in the second inning. I'm sorry. You got to go.
You know, we've been talking a lot about this, and the Yankees have turned things around. They've won 3 out of 4 against the Rays about the importance, if there is any, on how you're playing going into the playoffs. And there's so many examples of teams that were playing terribly going into the playoffs. Then they turned it on. I remember that 06 team. It was a mix of both because after you guys clinched against the Marlins, you went through a period of time where the Mets were, like, losing every single day. And the only reason I remember it is because I kind of wanted to see them win 100 games.
You won 97 that
year. It ended at 97 on live. But then you guys did finish strong the last 3 or 4 games of the year. Does any of that matter as a player, how you're playing going into those games in the postseason?
100% it matters. You have to feel like you can dominate offensively, defensively. You have a rhythm with your boys. Everything has to flow right. You know, it's the little details that are the most important things in the postseason, right? Catching a baseball, blocking a baseball behind the plate, and getting the unsung heroes. Because the stars are on the blackboard. We know who your stars are. Who's the supporting cast players that's going to step up? Like I'm talking about right now, David Dahl with the Rockies. I mean, you know, we can go to a list of teams that are going to throw. We know exactly who I need to get out on the Rockies or, you know, the Yankees. But who's going to step up and be the guy that I'm, you know, that nobody thinks is going to come through in certain situations? So playing good down the stretch is ultra important. And I think when you look at how the Braves, an inexperienced team, is going to go into the postseason, what you're looking for is, you know, from Brian Snicker, he's saying, look, I had scheduled days off for a couple of my regulars, but I need my guys to play this weekend. It's something to say for that. Is I need them fresh. I need them feeling good because it's going to be a few days off before we play again, and I need them to feel whether they're not feeling good at the plate or whether the ball's not coming out their hand the way they need to come out or, you know, whatever case may be. You have to figure out your shortstop situation. When you look at Dansby Swanson's down, a lot goes into game planning. I don't care how long it's been since you've clinched your division.
Mm. Would you catch Sanchez in the wild card game?
I probably wouldn't. I think, you know, it goes back to details. It goes back to what is my man thinking when he's back there to not make a mistake or call a great game, right? Those things play huge because I do want the player. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I need him. I need him really bad.
Sure.
But do I trust that, you know, because I need him, do I trust that if he calls a ball in the dirt that he's thinking that he's not going to block it? Or do he not call a ball in the dirt when he has to get that swing and miss because he knows he's not going to block it? If
right.
I have that issue, it's going to be a problem for me to keep him behind the dish.
Yeah, and he hasn't hit enough. I mean, bottom line, you know, when you hit 185, it's not exact. You're not exactly Mike Piazza back there offensively.
No, you know what? And you have an offense. Now, do you need him to be a part of it? He's just longer. He makes it longer. Yeah.
Sure.
But do I trust that, you know, I got dudes that need to throw balls in the dirt to spike a couple that, you know, to get hitters to chase. And I can't have a guy moving up in scoring position because, you know, you're not blocking the ball. Now, look, all of it's not his fault. but Stroman has been, and he's been criticized for it. And, you know, Joe Girardi said it best. You can't work on some of these things in the season. These are off-season type of work.
Sure. Cliff, it's great talking to you as always.
Cliff, always a pleasure, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, great man. Cliff Floyd. He's MLB Network
Uncle
analyst.
Cliff.
Indeed. See him on MLB Tonight throughout the postseason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.